Well, I'll tell you, this has been a fascinating week. What? No, I've got a little, I've got a list of things to talk about here. What's happened? I don't know in what you know what? I need to write down a couple things that are just occurring. I just always will be talking about because I did a few live streams this week, and I'm not sure I want to do them again. Well, I mean, they get a few viewers and they get some likes, so maybe I should do a bunch. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have time. I'm contemplating this as I'm having a Marco Rubio moment and need to drink while I'm on the microphone. So hold on, listen to me drinking. All right. Pardon my French. So I so there's this guy that kept commenting on YouTube. And I said, dude, just get on the camera. Let's talk. And every which way that would bring him to a place where we could talk so everyone else could benefit by listening, he's got some reason that he can't. Well, like he doesn't even want to open an Instagram account for just 1 hour and then delete it so that he could call me because that would give Facebook access to personal information that Facebook can't get some other way. I mean, that's what his thinking seems to be. And he seems to have a lot of ideas that are all over the map. The guy's brilliant. I'd love to be able to communicate with him. I'd love to be able to back and forth with his ideas. He would type things into the chat and then I would respond, but apparently he says that I misunderstood him. It was interesting what I said, he says, but I misunderstood him. And so it's like, well, you know, it's like being, okay, I'm not labeling this guy a kook, but let's talk about the kook archetype because there's applicability across the board. We all have that tendency to get kooky, to get to become conspiracy theorists and to think that they're coming for me. I don't know how they found me, Marty, but they found me. Run, Marty. I mean, we all get in that paranoid state just a little bit. And I have to say there's some truth to it. I mean, if you think they're after you, that's because they are. it's an old joke. So well, no, but my dad also used to say, if you're not paranoid, you're not paying attention. I would like to modify that. If you never get accused of being paranoid, you're not paying attention. Because most of the public doesn't see the subtle control devices that control the public without the public knowing, by definition. People get, you know, the average person is not aware. I say the average person, you take people, look at all of them. There's a few people that know how to manipulate everybody else without most of the people knowing. And so most of the people don't know by definition. So if you're aware of that and you act like it, most of the people who aren't aware of it will say that you're imagining things because of that human tendency to believe that we see all. And everyone tends to have this way of thinking. If I don't see it, it doesn't exist. People look at you, you're imagining things. Wait, what's your basis for that? You're saying that because you don't see it, it couldn't possibly exist. And therefore, if I think it does, I'm imagining things because you see all things. Well, they never thought about it that far, but that is their assumption. So yeah, the problem is, see, I've just defended a case for conspiracy theories. However, you can live your life that way. I mean, at what point are you going to say, I'm going to walk outside? How do you get past this? Yeah. They're trying to find a way to microchip everybody. They're trying to find a way to enslave everybody. Okay, all right, fine. But they're not doing that right now. And you're going to stop doing good things because it could lead you to that place? I that's not a happy life. And where do we learn? Basically, everyone's fearing the Antichrist, right? Are people, you know, these conspiracy kooks are afraid of this Antichrist. And so they want to stop him in his tracks. Well, where do we learn about the Antichrist? From the Bible. Does the Bible say you can stop the Antichrist? No, it doesn't. So why are you trying to stop him? The Bible says that the Antichrist doesn't get stopped. He gets defeated. So don't get out of the business of trying to prevent what the Bible says will and must happen. We don't try to prevent what the Bible says needs to happen. He's got to get defeated. He's got to come out so he can get his ass kicked. Why are you trying to keep him on the bench? What the heck? Bring the Antichrist out. You know, if Jesus controlled Facebook and it wasn't censoring people and it was treating people fairly, there wouldn't be a need to fear it, right? Okay, so use it. The Antichrist doesn't have control of it right now. And be smart. You know, people at any company can pull down something you say they don't like. They do that all over the place. They do that at right-wing Republican churches. They do their own speech censorship. They won't let you get up and talk on the microphone. But then the same people say that Facebook censors them. They all send, everyone censors everybody. For out loud. What the heck? I went off on a rant there. I wasn't expecting. Look, the best way to go after the Antichrist is to learn how to love people and be patient. And get a life in God and pray, for crying out loud. I've had that happen to me this week. I've had new levels of prayer. This is the podcast weekly where the all podcast father, the legend, your dear host, tells you, the dear audience, the special listeners to the podcast weekly, what has been going on with me. Here's what's been going on. I've been getting a new a renewed prayer life. Wow, I'll tell you. Do you want to know the secret? I'll tell you the secret. I'll tell you the secret. I'm an Enneagram 9. And Enneagram 9s, there's 9 of them, and I'm number 9. They always get fixated on somebody. And it changes. It goes through phases of about 2-3 years. They're fixated on a person, and it doesn't make sense, and they don't like it, and they just can't stop obsessing over someone they don't want to obsess over. And it's like, what the, this is weird. What's wrong with me? I figured out the answer. I will make Jesus my magnificent obsession. And so that's how I cope through my Enneagram 9 weaknesses. There you go. Make Jesus the obsession. And he will be. He's willing. Jesus is probably the only person in history that wants us to obsess over him in the way and to the level which annoys everyone else. And in the Bible, I think he calls it knowing him or being his friend. So it's done strange things to me, and I've had strange opportunities come up. For example, today I spent probably 8 hours. See, from 10 to 6, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is that 8 hours? Yes, that's 8. Okay, good. I'm terrible at math. I spent 8 hours in my terrible math life redoing my Linux code curriculum. I have a teaching. It teaches Linux to everybody. It makes sense. Like, you learn, like, it's amazing. It's the greatest. It's the best curriculum ever. Better than any Trump curriculum. You learn how to use your computer, whether it's Linux or whether it's your Mac, and you understand other people, even if you're never going to use it. It's just the most greatest, most wonderful thing. You learn any computer code, you want to learn this. It's called VIP Linux. And I just reformatted it so that I'm ready to actually go do something with it. I made some really slick changes. It's user-friendly. There's little copy buttons on it. The greatest, the best change ever is the greatest. It's never been better. It can be better, because you can't get better than best. And it's now ready to go. It was an accident. I just got going at it today and finished. Well, funny thing. I didn't know how to do it. So I went on Stack Overflow and I asked, I said, can I do this? And someone actually answered. I got positive response. You never get your questions liked on Stack Overflow. But I asked how to do it, and they answered it, and boom, I finished it in 10 seconds. Would have taken hours. Would have taken 20 hours instead of 8. The other thing's this. I'm so proud of this. I have a discount from my server provider. From the company that I get my web servers from, they're giving me a wholesale price that's not available to everybody. And so I'm able to do your web server for less money. How do you like that? Isn't that great? It's great. We're still working on it. So I feel happy. I'm going to go after this. Taiwan Special is going to have all kinds of news about COVID and other fun goodies in Taiwan. See you tomorrow.